A new world diverse nation, a new world mind are drawn together in common cause. A new world mind to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. A new world mind. A new world mind. A new world mind.
Since September 11th.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
Bilderberg.
In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who were really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned.
On September 11th, 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 on September 11th.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm.
You might want to ask yourself why the entire culture is utterly saturated with mass media entertainment from all sides, while the educational system in America continues its stupefying downward slide since the U.S. government decided to take over and subsidize the public school system.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm.
Nothing to do with September 11th.
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 September 11th, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment,
September 11th happens.
In the aftermath of September 11th, President Bush had and continues to have permission to do and say whatever he wants, all under the pretext of September 11th. September 11th.
September 11th. I'm not talking about September 11th.
Just because
what I did on September 11th.
September 11th.
Not September 11th.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You really believe that 9/11 was an inside job?
I am convinced that 9/11 was, in fact, an inside job.
And are students required to regurgitate that in some way in order to do well in your
class? That's ridiculous. No, I'm not interested in making students regurgitate anything.
With your bizarre theories, are the best.
I think you have the most bizarre theory. You think it was 19 guys with box cutters? Yeah. I mean, that's the craziest conspiracy theory of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish I had the Twilight Zone music. All right. The evidence is overwhelming to you because you're a conspiracy nut. But,
no,
you know,
actually,
putting all that aside,
I ask your viewers to take a look at this evidence for themselves. The Bush administration blew the World Trade Center to kingdom come. That's a direct quote from a member of
the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
A world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it.
In the aftermath of September 11th, President Bush had and continues to have permission to do and say whatever he wants, all under the pretext of September 11th.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored, controlled group where every single action is performed with documents and chips. This is the picture that is painted in the future for hundreds of years.
Now, in the final stage, they prepare for open world government.
Transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed.
The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with. Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Ron Paul, a president to be proud of.